Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, good to be with you. You can text the show 713-572-4610. And the early texts are weighing in saying it's going to be a battle tomorrow, Seth, at 9 a.m. between Perloff and Perkins. Andrew Perloff.
Perkins. And it's almost funny because Perkins' belief that Devin Booker, he'll think less of Devin Booker if he chooses not to leave the team he's on.
Right.
It's a clash of worldviews, really. Because in some ways, it's just, there you have Kendrick Perkins, one of the main voices, you know, whether you like him or hate him, about basketball in the national media, is basically saying that unless you're a mercenary, you're not the right kind of guy.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to just go wherever and move around. Whereas I think most fans in any sport feel like, ideally, you know, you're never going to get it, but you'd love to have a player that wants to stay on his own team.
Totally.
And stick it out.
Yep.
That, I mean, Perkins just throws that right out the window.
Yep.
Because he thinks that Devin Booker should just bail and go wherever the best chance is.
His text message, and then we'll get to Nick Haley here. Yet if he ever wins in Phoenix, Devin Booker, he'll be praised like Dirk Nowitzki, who stuck it out in Dallas. He'll be a legend in that city. And Perk would say that if he won. If Booker won, Perk will say that down the road.
He'll say it again. Yeah,
he's a legend.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, listen. On those shows, it's not about consistency or being held accountable.
No.
It's getting people around the country to put you on multiple times on their station or write about them or whatever. Yeah. So he's doing it. Perkins doing a good job in that regard.
He is
yeah.
succeeding in that aspect, no question. Here's Christian Kirk, new Texans wide receiver, on the challenge of learning a Nick Haley offense.
Nick is all ball, very intelligent, very smart, does a great job communicating to us, you know, what the expectations are, route detail, you know, motions, formations, whatever the case may be. He's done a great job kind of laying that out for us. And it's been, I guess, primarily pretty easy, you know, just being able to learn it the way he's been able to install it. You know, Ben McDaniels in our room has done a great job teaching us just all the things from a football IQ aspect that you need to know as a receiver. And this offense is dynamic. A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments for the defense to have to, you know, deal with. So I think you'll see a lot of guys in different places to be able to make plays.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of that speaks to the things that a quarterback needs to be able to control before at the line of scrimmage, things that we've been asking or waiting for with CJ Stroud that Bobby Slowick did. Bobby Slowick flat out said in a press conference last year that they don't do a whole lot of pre-snap adjustments or anything. Whereas, you know, if you look at a veteran quarterback like Matt Stafford, where Kaley was with the Rams, or if you go back to New England, obviously,
Brady,
they expect the quarterback to do a lot and
yeah.
to make a lot of adjustments both before the snap and on the fly. The one big thing that people always like, because the modern NFL, modern offenses that do well tend to have a lot of pre-snap motion.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams used way more pre-snap motion last year than the Texans did. The part, though, that, and this is where it goes, the difference between a whiteboard warrior of an offensive coordinator and then the guys who actually coach it, is it's not as simple as, hey, let's just put a bunch of guys in motion before the snap. Why aren't we doing it as much as this other team? And the answer is because it's hard. It's mentally difficult for the receivers and the quarterback to make all of those adjustments when they're going in motion and they're seeing how the defense responds to it and everything else that goes into it. You got to be able to coach it really, really well. It's not as simple as just drawing it up and doing all these elegant things. And that's where what I hope is that Nick Caley is just a better teacher, leader, motivator, and has more attention to detail in a lot of that stuff so that you can execute some of the higher level stuff.
Yeah, Caley's background as an actual position coach to me is just such a key difference between how this could potentially look this year versus last year. Whereas you pointed out many times the fact that Bobby Slowick is probably a guy who's amazing on the whiteboard, but hasn't gotten his hands in the clay with guys, you know, like out there teaching the fundamentals and things like that. So I am optimistic about this. The question the Athletic has, they have one question for each new play caller in the NFL this season. And the question for Caley is, can he fix the Texans offense despite the lack of coordinator and play calling experience? He is new at all this right now, the coordinator.
Right, and which is always – and this is where I was too, is when I – my appetite was for a veteran offensive coordinator, not because a veteran offensive coordinator is going to necessarily be any better than a new guy. Like, every great offensive coordinator was at one time a first-time offensive coordinator. And a lot of times they do really well their first time right out of the bat. You just never know. My part was more that you've got a defensive-minded head coach. You've got a young defensive-minded head coach. And as it was with Gary Kubiak, he never really had a complete football team until they hired a veteran defensive coordinator. They could come in and kind of be, in some ways, like the head coach of the defense.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's appetizing for me, to have a veteran coordinator that's on the opposite side of the ball of the head coach's area of expertise when he's a young head coach.
Yep.
So it wasn't like it had to be that way, but I also don't think the Texans were ever going to pay $6 million for Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly is getting the most an offensive coordinator has ever gotten to be the offensive coordinator for the Raiders. So, it's just that's in that huge category of we just won't know until we see it.
Yep. Jonathan Alexander had an interesting question in his mailbag yesterday. At least I saw it yesterday. I think it ran yesterday. And it's very good. He's got a lot of good questions in there. This is the one that jumped out to me as an interesting answer. The question came from a reader named Jesse W. And the question was, what differences have you noticed so far between how Bobby Slowick ran the offense, meetings, discussions, teaching, and how Nick Caley runs the offense? That's the question from one of Jonathan's readers. This is Jonathan Alexander's answer. I've never been in Slowick's meetings or Caley's, but I'll say this based on my conversations with players and people in the building, both on and off the record. Caley seems to be a little more personable. He's done a good job of relating to the players. He has high energy, and he seems to have a set of expectations and goals that are clear. He also seems to have a command of his players. This is the big one. And a leadership quality that some believe was lacking in Slowick. End quote.
Yeah. I think that...
That could be one guy, you know.
It could be one guy, but I don't think it doesn't... Does it shock or surprise anybody? I mean, that's the sense you get just when they say it. I really enjoyed Bobby Slowick's press conferences because I feel like, all right, this is a bright guy who studied a lot and knows a lot about football. Mm-hmm. But it's just like anything else in life. Just knowing a lot isn't the same as implementing it. You know, the analogy we've used before is it's like having an economics professor come manage your business.
Yeah.
Like, he might be the most brilliant economist in the world, but if he's never actually worked with employees and really seen exactly what it takes to get an assembly line going or whatever, it's different. You just don't know for sure whether you're going to be able to transfer all that knowledge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I like the thought of, if you think about like the brilliant economist, but who also is an awesome Econ 101 professor.
Yeah.
Like that he can, like yes, he understands all the theory and everything, but he can also teach it.
Yeah.
And that's what you ideally get with an offensive coordinator, is a guy that can do both things.
If you gave an IQ test to most organizations, I'm not even talking football, I'm talking businesses. If you gave an IQ test and based it on the org chart, there's a lot of organizations where there are a lot of higher IQs at the lower levels of the org chart. They just don't have the charisma or maybe the communication skills or the vision.
Yeah.
The vision, which doesn't always equate, rarely equates to IQ, the vision that guys at the upper levels have, or gals.
This is tell me, our veterans who are listening, tell me if this is a good analogy or not. And because I base this on zero actual experience, but just the various things I've ever read and watched and everything. It felt like last year in some ways, it was kind of like when the headquarters, or you're getting orders from the rear, and on the front lines, the actual, like the non-commissioned officers and lieutenants that have been fighting in the Middle East for 10 years are like, this is not going to work. This is like this. I don't know what they're thinking, but this does not make sense. It felt like that on the Texans offense last year sometimes, where I think Bobby had some really good ideas, but when it came to executing it on the ground, it just wasn't working out because there were too many miscommunications and just general confusion.
Yep. All right, good stuff. Nick Cayley, looking forward to camp getting here for sure.
My most impressive thing that I've ever seen in like war movies and everything is when like there'll be an order that you're supposed to camp in this one spot in the like that you're supposed to set up camp in this spot, but like the lieutenant who's like a grizzled veteran or the captain is like, listen, everybody, we're gonna call in our coordinates, but that we're not sleeping in that rice paddy tonight. Like we're getting to, and I'm like, because there's a part of like, from what I've gleaned, everybody correct me if I'm wrong or not. There's part of being an actual like wartime officer that sometimes it's like, you got to know when not to follow the commands to the T.
I want these texts. Yeah. I need these texts. Yes. 713-572-4610. Would you do this deal for Kevin Durant, whose trade market is heating up, according to Sham Sharania? If you were the Rockets, would you do this deal? I would do this deal. I don't know how many listeners would do this deal, but we'll see. We'll do that coming up next as we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.